Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the Lord our God. He speaks to us in our heart, and He loves us. It's an honor to serve Him, to do His will, to do what's in His heart, to believe Him, to take Him at His word, to having ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. And those that know the Lord, those that hear Him out, not just hear something and run with it, hear Him out. And serve Him. They learn things that they can't learn any other way. One of the best things you can do is seek the Lord and hear Him out and obey Him. Those who obey the Lord, they learn things they can't learn any other way, having ears to hear. It's a blessing. One of the greatest things you can possess is a hunger and thirst after righteousness, to know the Lord, to know His will. Now those who do these things, they learn things that put them over the top. Now, I like for things to go right. That's important to many people. But having an understanding, knowing what to watch out for, that's a blessing that's just priceless to us. It's frustrating when you don't know what to do and you don't know which way to go. Are you going to have more of the same troubles that other people endure? Or will you ever get out of this situation? But the word of the Lord helps us to do precisely that. In Proverbs, Solomon said, "The wise man's eyes are in his head. He can see, he can judge. He's in the light, he sees what's out there, and he's gained the wisdom to judge things." Now, we come to those points and plateaus in our life, but we still have an enemy that they used to seal up the sun. Our enemy knows things that we haven't learned yet. He's old. He's older than all of us. So he sets things up so that, you know, he sets things up to go haywire. But, you know, the Lord loves us. And he gave me something to help bring Satan down to my size. He said there's three avenues the enemy attacks our lives: our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears. Now, when he said that, it helped me to understand how to win against my enemy. It's easy to beat him up. It's easy to win if you win the inner battle, the battle of the heart and mind, having a heart to know God, fortifying your being, destroying your weaknesses. The Lord gave us this example when Israel was supposed to take Canaan and drive out the Canaanites, all of them. And he listed all different factions of the Canaanites. And they were supposed to drive them out. And they didn't do it. They did some of it. Some of it remained and gave them trouble. Said if you let them stay, they'll be like smoke in your eyes and thorns in your sides. Our weaknesses, I attack my weaknesses. Every weakness I could find, I would attack it. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to destroy my weakness. When I didn't understand, I just tell Him. But I had faith that He would give me my knowledge, the knowledge that I desperately need. Jesus said, "Seek and ye shall find." That means that the knowledge of God is yours. Take possession of it. Ask for it. Believe for it. And He wants to give it to you. You receive it. James said that He gives wisdom liberally and won't get upset with you for asking for it. He's not like human kings. He's not like pharaohs. and the potentates of this world that put themselves above others. He's not like the Nicolaitans. They want to be high and mighty. He's not like preachers that want to be high and mighty and better than the others. There's a preacher I know, and the Lord showed me something about his ministry. Now, I didn't ask for this. He just showed it to me. In my dream, he and the elders of his church, they were walking on stilts. Now, these things, it put them at, they were walking high above others in their heart. One of them almost fell. Now, these things, this is something that contractors use to hang sheetrock. You know, it's kind of like what they would, you know, they're stilts. And they clamp to your feet, and you can, you stand far above, you know, so you can reach the ceiling and work better. But you have to be skilled to use them. Well, they were walking with things like that. But they were high. They were way up there. In other words, they put themselves high above the people. And some pastors do things like that. That's not of God. The only difference between a Christian and somebody in the fivefold ministry is that person has a calling to do a specific thing, and the Christian don't. Yet. But God can call anybody and anoint them to do his will. They are set apart to dedicate themselves to do a specific thing. That's the difference. It's an honor. It's a super grace. But Christians are also holy too, and we're not to look down upon God's people. Some people will slight you. They want to be your pastor, but they're not approachable. And that's not of God. The works of the Nicolaitans was wrong. God hates it. If God hates it, it's wrong. But some people, they ignore that scripture. And when they stand before God, they're going to wish they didn't. And God loves everybody. He loves the people that do right and people that do wrong. His love don't change. He loves us. But he shouldn't have to work around our foolishness. If God say don't do something, just don't do it. Don't work. But God is not like them. And, you know, he was showing me why people have problems that linger. And how people have gotten so far off track. He showed me things sometimes. I see it. I know the pastorhood. I know him. And sometimes when you try to give people a word that God sent you to give them, they want you to make an appointment. When people are not humble, they don't live like I'm trying to express. Satan has too much to work with when people have preeminence problems. But nevertheless, the Lord is not like them. Now, this is how false prophets weaken the people. They're supposed to be, people don't know all these things. They don't walk around knowing that some things that people do is just evil. They're looking at the fact that this man is a pastor, and eventually he'll say something that blessed their life, and they try to honor him. And he's acting like the Nicolaitans. So in their mind, they're going to do the same thing to their children, anybody that they perceive to be under them, and anybody that they perceive to be above them. They're going to fear them, because that when everybody from Satan on down who gets in pride, they use fear tactics. When people want you to believe that they're better than you, they try to get you to fear them. They always do, and they always will. They put themselves above others. Now, the reason I don't do that is because God hates that kind of foolishness. I don't believe in being preeminent over anyone. If you're washed in the blood of Jesus, you're my brother or you're my sister. And that's it. Your voice is just as important as mine. I may have a calling to do something, and some people have a calling to do something and won't even do it. And I believe in doing what I'm supposed to do, and I seek to be a blessing to everybody. I'm not trying to make a name for myself. People that try to make a name for themselves, they disregard other people and their feelings, and they do it before their wives and children. I'm not going to disrespect anybody so I can have a big name. That's satanic to me. Now, if that's satanic to me, Jesus didn't do that. He loved people. He honored people. When he went to somebody's house, he was thankful to be there. He took time and taught people. He didn't have a complex. If they didn't worship him, they just didn't worship him. But he's God. He couldn't deny the fact that he's the Son of God, and he is God. If they worshiped him, he welcomed it. He received it. He receives our worship. In light of the fact that he's the greatest servant. See, that people that's not pure in their heart, they'll never understand God. They'll never see him. And the people that are influenced by false prophets, and you know, people that love preeminence over the people, that's falseness. That's not of God. They see God the same way they see that raggedy pastor. He's living a raggedy life, and that's how they think God is. But God is not like them. That's a raggedy way to live. That's why I said, old raggedy pastor, that do something like that. You know, prophets, they're not above being foolish. Balaam, you talked about the madness of that prophet. He was a prophet. And he started a false religion that almost destroyed Israel. It's raggedy, it's wrong, it's rotten. And God can't build on a rotten foundation, and he's not going to build on a rotten foundation. In fact, there are many people that he would have been able to save. He's got to come back now. He decided to come on back. He could have saved a lot more people in our country, in America, if pastors would have followed him and not their own agendas. And see, Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. But what has happened is they followed what they desired to follow. They followed their own way. They followed their own doctrine. They followed their traditions. But they approved. Some of them were preeminent. Some of them were wrong. Theologically. And if you don't build with the Lord, you scatter. And they scatter people. And people see God according, they don't know better. So they automatically just follow. They don't read the word like they should. Many Christians do not read the word of God. They go to church and they do whatever's taught, that's what they do. And we see God, people, our first authority figure shape the way we see God. The people we listen to shape the way we see God, good and bad. But the Word of God portrays God perfectly. And the Holy Spirit portrays God perfectly. And the only way to know him is to be pure in heart. Love everybody. Serve everybody. Love everybody, serve everybody. You'll know him. You'll get to know him. Especially if you study the Word of God. And then people that are influenced by the rotten ways and the raggedy ways of pastors that love preeminence, They read that into the word. And they overlook the essence of who God is. So they can't know God unless they change, receive the word, and be pure in their heart. But to those that are pure in their heart, they love everybody and they serve everybody. Now that don't mean you go and do somebody's responsibilities. Serving others is letting them know about God, helping them when they can't help themselves, helping them understand, turning the other cheek, not provoking violence, being the bigger man, being a blessing, seeking to be a blessing to people, taking advantage of opportunities to help others. Loving others, serving others, that's the only way you're going to see God, understand Him. Whenever I had love and mercy towards others, I knew God had love and mercy toward me. And I saw the wisdom in it as I obeyed. And I learned things I couldn't learn any other way. Even authority. Now, I always had good success with authority because I live subject to God. A lot of Christians won't do that. They do what they choose the raggedy way to live. Preeminence. Well, if you're preeminent and you're not subject to God, authority don't work right. And Satan will play games with you. He'll act like he's defeated. It's a sham. He's not defeated in your life if you have preeminence and bitterness against your own brother. And if you can treat blood-washed people like they're under your feet, and you had to be blood-washed yourself, Satan can really do some damage with you. But if you love people, and you're clear, you love everybody, you don't have any unforgiveness and animosity towards people, you're willing to do whatever God is doing, you're obedient to Him, you're taking the Lord at His word, all the scriptures that you understand, you're living them, you're subject to God. You won the first battle. You won the big one, the battle of the heart. So you can't win against Satan and you acting like him and thinking like him. Weaknesses. Destroying your weaknesses. This is how to do it. I strengthen myself against weaknesses so easily as I endeavor to love others. And then hurts, people that hurt you and cause you harm in your life. Forgive them and love them. You'll overcome hurts. And then fears, perfect love cast out fear. Perfect love helps you see God. You're motivated to destroy your weaknesses. You forgive those who hurt you and you stop fearing them. And then you drive fear out of your life with perfect love. All this is done by love. Now, the Lord did give us authority, and we can drive out the enemy, literally. And you can have 100% success driving Satan away from you. It's not hard, it's easy. But first you have to be subject to God. And you're going to learn so much more as you do. If you go to a church and people act preeminent, don't fear them anymore. Don't buy into their fear tactics. If people try to put themselves above you, just overlook them and look to Jesus for real. And when the Lord give you wisdom, and just like He did me, He'll give you wisdom and understanding, and it'll get in your conversation, and you'll find out that how fearful they are. Because when people are not right with God, when the true light comes around, they're exposed for what they are. And they always get afraid. Everybody that's wrong always fear and try to hide. But God has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He cares about every one of us, every person. And He wants us to go forward in Him and not backwards. Not backwards. And I love it. God is good. I want to represent him right in all of my ways. Not just so I can be blessed, but it's just the right thing to do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.